Hello, this is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. The theme for this one is, what skills and knowledge do I need to improve? What skills and knowledge do I need to improve? In order to improve your chances of success at work, you need to continually develop your skills and knowledge. Nobody knows everything. Everyone is in need of further training, both in terms of gaining additional knowledge and in terms of gaining additional skills. What skills and knowledge do you need to improve? There are literally millions of things that you could learn, but you don't have the time. So the question becomes, if success at work is your goal, then what skills and knowledge should you focus upon to improve? Here is the suggested list of skills that you should make the object of a serious study. 1. Improve your face-to-face communication skills. Face-to-face communication is the art of transferring your ideas, information, and emotions from your mind to the minds of others. No matter what is your profession, you would be better at it if you were to become a better communicator. You need to gain the willing cooperation of other people. You need the cooperation of your boss, your colleagues, your customers, your suppliers, and in order to gain their cooperation, you will need to communicate with them in ways that are clear, persuasive, and attractive. So you could spend some valuable hours studying the principles of clear communication, persuasion, and negotiation. Next point, improve your writing. You may need to improve your ability to express yourself in writing. To some degree, most organizations rely on the accurate transfer of information, and that calls for the accurate use of language. When speaking, most people make multiple errors of grammar and vocabulary, and nobody seems to mind. But when you are doing business at work, then the business agreement is usually in the form of a written document, and that written document has to be worded properly. Question: how would you rate your ability to express yourself properly in writing? Are you a good writer? Or do you lack the knowledge of grammar, punctuation, logic, and rhetoric? If you are not as good at writing as you need to be, then study grammar, study punctuation, logic, and rhetoric. You can start by buying a copy of a book called Rex Barks, by Phyllis Davenport. This book is the gateway to grammar, and Phyllis is phenomenal. Next point, improve your time management. Time management is the art of making more progress in less time and effort. Your time is your ultimate resource, and you need to master it. Most people waste too much of their time. They fritter it away, and they waste the hours. Time management is about mastering what I call the P list: planning, prioritization, preparation, prevention, and protocols. Planning is the art of thinking ahead to discover the elements necessary to achieve a goal. Prioritization is the art of putting things in the correct order. Preparation is the act of making everything ready before you need it. Prevention is the art of solving a problem even before it happens. Protocols are written statements of what you will do under a certain set of circumstances. Planning, prioritizing, preparation, prevention, and protocols make life run smoother and according to plan. How can things go according to plan unless you have a plan? One last P word, paper. The key to time management is to think on paper. Keep good written notes. Make lists of the things you need to do. Don't trust your memory too much. Write it down. It doesn't have to be paper nowadays. It could be on your computer, just so long as it's written down. You'll find that the act of writing things down will help you to remember it. Since the act of writing forces you to think of that idea for a little bit longer, and to give it substance in the form of a written word. Memory depends upon you making a mental record of an event, and you cannot recall a mental event if that mental event never took place. Next point then is improve your memory. Improve your memory. Whilst we're on the subject, let us make improving your memory an item in its own right. We live now in an information age. We are bombarded daily by information relating to work, politics, world events, friends, family, and Facebook. The danger for most people is that they are distracted by useless information rather than being informed by valuable information. The key to being successful in information age is to distinguish the valuable information from the trash. You need to be able to skip the trash, and memorize the information. You can improve your memory skills by consciously trying to remember things, writing them down and forming a mental image of them, by repeating the information to yourself within, say, 5 minutes of originally hearing it or seeing it, repetition being the mother of memory. So if you meet a person and you want to remember their name, you could do the following. You should consciously decide that you will remember their name. You should listen to the name and think about how it's spelt. If you cannot spell their name, ask them and get them to tell you how to spell their name. Say their name a couple of times within the first 5 minutes of the conversation. So, Gupta, how was your trip here today? Did you find it easy to get here? Memory is not a fixed asset. It's a variable asset, like your muscle strength or your fat levels. Your memory will respond positively to training. Since everyone would benefit from memory, maybe you should train your memory. Next point, improve your confidence. Confidence is the positive emotion that you feel when you believe that you are up to the task. And a lack of confidence or self-doubt is a negative emotion that you feel when you think you're not up to the task, i.e. that the task that you are asked to perform is at a level higher than you are capable. Self-confidence is, therefore, created by preparation and planning. Self-doubt is fostered by a lack of planning. If you know in your heart of hearts that you are not ready, then you won't feel very confident. Self-confidence is created by study and practice. If you know more, then you will feel more confident than if your mind is a blank. And confidence is created by positive self-talk. If you talk to yourself in supportive terms, then the emotional mind will respond positively. And if you say to yourself destructive things, then your emotional mind will respond negatively. So don't overdose on humility. Don't overdose on humility. Don't be too modest. Big yourself up a bit. Big yourself up a bit to yourself. Provided that your positive thinking is backed up by massive amounts of planning, preparation, and knowledge, then you are entitled to tell yourself that you are a potential champion with all the attributes of a winner. You are a potential champion with all the attributes of a winner. Warning, be wary of doing the positive self-talk without the addition of sufficient planning, preparation, knowledge, and practice. If all you have on your side is self-confident talk, but you have insufficient knowledge, insufficient skills, and you have done insufficient practice, then you will come to a nasty end. Confidence is a supplement to ability. It's not to replace it. So let us now summarize. Summary, if you want to do well in the world, then you will need to improve your skills. Here are a list of suggestions as to what skills you should work on. 1, improve your face-to-face communication skills. 2, improve your written communication skills. 3, improve your time management skills. 4, improve your memory skills. 5, improve your self-confidence. Improve your self-confidence. Have faith in yourself. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out.